Dearest naughty listener, reading season is upon us. The bookdom is abuzz with the most deliciously scandalous novels of the moment. It is with greatest pleasure that our two diamonds of the season, Miss Kelly and Miss Penny, will be graciously divulging the accounts, witticisms, and other less refined activities found in these texts. So please, brandish your elixir of choice, unclutch your pearls, and enjoy.
That was Kat Renee doing...
You should be a radio host!
It's my radio... I know, NPR. Yay! That was Kat.
Yeah, I love this.
Yes, doing an awesome intro for us. Thanks to all of our narrator friends who are taking turns doing show intros.
Yeah, that's the so whole nice season. Though. And it's really fun to hear what they come up with as the intro. I like it a lot.
I love it. Thanks, Kat. Yay!
And also we have Patreon, which you guys should join, and you get all of our unedited episodes.
Just get a lot of extra minutes.
Yeah, of other...
Who doesn't want that?
Side conversations.
Just who doesn't want extra minutes? Everyone wants extra minutes.
Mm-hmm. Extras of extra things. Mm-hmm. Everything's extra on Patreon. Ding!
Yeah. Speaking of extra.
We took a gummy.
Yeah. We're a little bit extra today because no wine. Mm-hmm. Other substances.
Yeah. We needed a gummy today. Mm-hmm. It was a gummy day.
Gummy day. So, hooray.
So we did that.
That's correct. Okay. Good.
What? That's correct.
Correct.
That's whenever correct. You say something that Kelly agrees with, you'll get, that's correct.
That's correct.
Or, like I'm that's, not correct. That's not correct.
Like I'm the world's most uptight person, and I am not.
You are when it comes to facts. That's, that is not
that's
correct.
That's true.
Okay, so we're high as a kite.
You know,
and
how high do kites go?
Ooh, that's true. I'm probably measuring on flying things. I'm probably at like hot air balloon high. Not like all the way up there in the sky with the airplanes.
Right.
Or like a rocket ship
kind
of high. Mm-mm.
Balloon. I think balloon is like squeak level.
Squeak level. Just a little off the ground.
Yeah.
So this week.
Yeah.
We're going to Florida.
Yes, we are.
Woo. Great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Romanticon. I am very excited.
It'll be so much fun.
There's going to be a lot of fun stuff there. We're going to be coming back from there with new tattoos.
Yeah. Well, should we jump into the book?
Wait, hold on a minute. Jace. Let me get my weird microphone here. Yeah. That's, yeah. Okay.
You ready?
Sure.
So, let's talk about the book.
Yeah. Let's do this book. What book do we read?
You say it.
We read. Oh, you can show it. No, I think because I always show the book. You can be Vanna White. We did Pestilence by Laura Talassa, the first book in the Four Horsemen series.
Yeah, Kelly loves it.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay. Don't hate me.
I do. As I was reading, I was rereading it. I was like, Penny's not going to like this.
I didn't. There. I think one is definitely a fantasy.
Yeah,
it's a fantasy in like. Weird real world. I don't know. There was just a lot. I don't know. It just wasn't. I mean, it's a good book. It just isn't my type of book, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy was hot.
Oh, yeah, he is.
It took me a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slow burn.
It is. This. Yeah, I think a lot of. As I was reading it again, I was like, I like this whole series. But I was like, man, the first books always have that slow burn in a series. Why is that? You guys, authors don't need to
just
do that.
Slam it in at the beginning.
Yeah, because that's out. That's what she said.
I mean, definitely do it, but.
Yeah, but like, because war is next and that starts out right away.
Really?
And there's more, you know.
It took
a while. And I was like, I feel like that happens a lot in like series. The first book isn't as much. And it's like.
Especially fantasies because you have to. It's the whole setup of it. But it took a while for this to get set up too. For you to imagine the world that they're creating.
Yeah. But anyway, I really liked it. And I think a lot of it, as I was rereading it, I was like, it's super gory and violent. And so I was like.
The gore didn't bother me. You know what it kind of reminds me of is like superheroes, but the opposite.
Oh, anti-hero is what you call them.
Yeah, but it's like the real world, but they come in and do their like super non-anti-superhero thing kind of thing. That's what it... So I guess if you like Marvel movies, you might really like these.
Yeah, I do love me some Marvel movies.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
I just loved it. And I love, like, I'm not a religious person, but I love, like, biblical lore because I think it's, like, kind of creepy and weird, you know? And so, like, I really loved, and I love, like, stories about the apocalypse.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a good end of the world romance?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And I love that this is, like, these are, like, the literal villains. And they are like, he's a bad dude and he's not apologetic for it at all. He's like, I'm here to kill everybody.
And then you're like, damn it. Why are you hot?
Mm-hmm. And that you see like that he starts to like, he's like, I don't even really like doing this, but this is my job.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it.
I liked, oh my gosh, I forgot her name. What's her name?
Sarah.
Sarah. Are you sure it's Sarah?
Yes, Sarah Burns.
Oh, I really like.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I really like Sarah a lot.
Yeah.
She has a lot of good comical.
Yes, like, and I like that too. Like, I like when, authors write, like, how people actually talk and think, and like, obviously sentence structure and everything is and grammar is great, but then there's like. If someone's in like a stream of consciousness, like we're thinking, we're like, what the fuck is this shit? Like that's going on in there. Like, yes. I like that, you know?
Yep.
That's
I like that too.
Mm-hmm.
He was well written. I liked it. I liked his tattoos. That was really cool. The glowing ones.
The glowing in Aramaic.
Yeah. I thought them. I wrote this down, but I did not bring notes. Look at me go. Ooh. The prologue is very like.
Oh yeah.
Dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
It's very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And then his death was dramatic.
Oh, it's thundering.
Ooh.
That's good for, like, end of the world. Rawr!
I liked how she did spin it, though, because she's talking about their firefighters or whatever. So at first you're thinking it's a guy because it doesn't mention any, like, pronouns or anything. And then you realize the one that drew the short stick thing.
Yeah.
It was a female.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, that just, like, spun. Mm-hmm. I was like, man... I'm even part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I just assumed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was a different twist to it. I liked it.
I'm even part of the problem. Damn it.
I don't know. There's something about a firefighter. But it is kind of cool.
Like those like wake up moments where you're like, oh, you know. And that was cool and like ironic or not ironic, but it was.
Isn't this so ironic? I was waiting for it. I did it instead. I was like, Kelly's going to do it.
Isn't this ironic?
Don't you think?
When nothing that she sings about is really the definition of irony. Did you know that?
Since I'm high and I get really destructive.
Nothing that she sings about is actually ironic.
I guess I didn't really
think. Isn't that ironic? but it's cool that she like she's a firefighter, right? So their way of like trying to kill him is to burn him. And oh yeah, he's the literal like personification of pestilence. So he's the like the thing of pestilence. So he's like, I'm not gonna die. I'm not gonna go away. I will always be here. So like that doesn't work. But like everything, there's a lot of like fire callbacks. There's a lot of callbacks to fire.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sarah definitely got together with the biggest red flag I've ever seen. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
That part was good.
Mm-hmm.
Red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Good in books.
And there's like, by the way, I wore green today for pestilence.
Yeah, me too.
She did not. But I was like, what am I going to wear? And then I was like, oh, green pestilence. Yes. I even put.
Ooh.
These shoes are, I don't even know where we're going to put it. I can't really.
Yeah, don't.
They're zombies, but they're I liked the like green and purple pestilence E.
It's cool. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, you're like, sure, whatever.
I know. I was trying to find a sex scene in here.
Oh, they've got good sex scenes when they finally get to it. There's a lot of tension up to that. And because he's like, you know, not really a man. He's, you know, just like made flesh to carry out his purpose or whatever, to do this like coming forth of the apocalypse. She has to like, he's trying to figure out what these feelings are. So she has to kind of like guide him through it at first. And he is a very quick learner. Yes.
Well, and two, imagine someone having sex with you and then saying afterwards and giving you a deep look is what it says. Heavenly. That was heavenly. I would be like, yeah, for me.
Yeah, see, he doesn't really.
You're ruining the moment.
He doesn't know what's going on, you know?
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly. That was heavenly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's like,
ugh.
She's like, cool.
Sex scenes were great. It just took forever. It took forever to get there.
There is a lot of, yeah. And then there's a lot of like back and forth because she thinks she's getting through to him to like change his mind. Because she's like, you saved me. I know you can stop
every
this.
Every girl wants somebody that they can change into a good guy. This was like the ultimate book for that. If you're a girl that walks into a bad guy, is like, I can change him.
Yeah.
Read this one.
Yeah. So she's like trying to get, she thinks she's getting through to him. And then it's like, womp, womp. He's like, no, fuck you. Did you think I could change? I already showed you who I was.
Preach, Kelly.
Yeah. And then he would do it again. And there's a lot of back and forth. But then he does actually do it in the end. He defies all odds, does the thing that no actual person ever does.
No.
It's why it's a book and it's fantasy.
Yeah. No, but if you love to change a guy that you think is not going to ever change,
mm-hmm.
this is your book.
Yeah. There is. I
fantasy. Fantasy. Not reality.
The whole series is great, though. I really do like this series. And War and Death are my two favorite books out of the whole series.
Of course she likes War and Death.
And of course I love War and Death, but they're, yeah.
Do they have a threesome?
No.
That would be interesting.
No,
just, War and Death?
Whew, they're brothers, though, so no.
They don't have to cross swords. They can stay at different ends. I mean, like sleeping head to toe.
Then just throw a girl in the middle. Just dump her there. Just like stay on your end. Stay on your end.
You know you did that so when you were younger because it's not sleeping together.
Just sleeping. Stay on your end and don't touch
until
ever.
You learn about 69 and you're like, don't.
Well, I was going to say the girl can't turn around at all because then they would like that would make them touching. She can't turn around. She has to stay on her side too. Stay on your side. Stay on your side.
I'm gonna draw a line down the middle. Oh my gosh. Oh, I need to breathe. Oh my gosh. And it just flashed into my head.
What? Not my boobs?
Mm-mm.
Surprising.
Blippi.
Blippi?
No. Give me a second to talk.
I thought you said Blippi.
I was like, the Hunger Games. You know what I did? What did she say?
I volunteer as tribute.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, just be like,
coming out doing that.
Someone needs to be in the middle of this head to toe couch session.
Running.
I mean,
couch session.
They're sleeping on the couch, head to toe.
Oh, I was putting it in a bed. That's a really tight fit.
I know. That's what she said.
That's how 69 was created. That's a toe on a couch.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Look how we're lined up. Interesting. I'm doing the scene. 69 on a couch. They're head to toe on a couch. And then they say, this is interesting. I guess my mouth can go here.
Yeah. Just shimmy in there. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so unfortunately there's no threesomes in here.
Oh my gosh, I can't breathe. Apparently, we need to find only books that contain either threesomes or micropenises for to make Penny happy.
Didn't someone say they're going to write a book?
Yeah, Mika Rain said she's going
to. I just want to be clear. They don't make me happy. I just don't understand them. Just to be clear.
Okay, so what else? Pestilence is great. I love it.
Yeah, he threw down his crown.
Yeah. Did the changing. Ooh,
it did it with the thunder.
Yeah. Threw down his crown. Bah!
Yeah. And done. She saves the world.
Hooray.
Through her love.
And then.
Because heavenly. That was heavenly. All because of her vagina. She saved the world, guys. Look, look at the power of women.
Actually, this whole series is kind of like, look at how powerful women are. Because all the girls in it are just like fucking badasses. Uh-huh. And they take on the four horsemen. So, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway. And look at how pretty this cover is. If you're on Kindle, you get the boys on the covers. And they're,
So the moral of this story is your vagina could save the world.
Yeah.
We just need...
Break out our vaginas. Apocalypse happens. All the ladies come out with their pants off and just like...
Here, we're here to solve... It would solve it pretty quick. I guarantee if a group of women did that in war, done.
Done.
War would be over.
Not do anything with it. Just show it off.
Yeah.
Ooh,
you can just see it now.
Uh-huh.
Like Russia. Oh my gosh. Ladies, line up. We've got this. Okay, so after saving the world.
Well, then the book ends.
Yep. So, ladies, trim your bushes. Get ready for war.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yay. Yay. We love it. Pestilence. Hooray. Yeah. Hooray.
Well. Gummies in this book. We answered all the world's questions.
Yeah.
World peace.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
See?
Yep. Got it.
Hooray. Okay. So then next time we have Quicksilver.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Because you read this already.
I have. It's a good one.
And it looked interesting to me when I read the, like, I was just like, let's, you know, blah, blah, blah. Here's books you would like. And I was like, yep, this sounds like a book I would like. So.
Is that... Was that exact conversation that you had in your head?
In my mind, yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah. So I was like, hey, what about this one? And Penny was like, yes. So I'm excited about it. Well, I've started reading it. I haven't finished, obviously.
It's good.
Yeah, but it's real good so far.
She's already ahead of herself. It's so good.
It's real good so far, what I have read. So, yeah, that's next time is Quicksilver. Yay!
All right. Ready, Kelly?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh boy.